Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav, and we will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amar Aleph, seven lines from the top. The Mishnah taught us a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan, where the opinion of Rabbi Elazar is that a man is hung and a woman is hung. Both are hung after, if the mechuyev skila. The only nafkamina was how they're hung, where according to Rabbi Elazar, a man is hung facing the public versus a woman is hung facing the gallows. According to the opinion of the Rabbanan, however, women are not hung at all. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rabbanan, what is the reasoning for the Rabbanan? Omakra, they explain that Talisa oisoi v'loi oisoi. Only a man is hung according to Rabbanan, not a woman. Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, what does this pasuk teach us? Who, according to Rabbi Elazar, even women are hung. Why will he use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara. According to him, it comes to teach us, Oisai b'leik susai, that he shouldn't be wearing any clothing when he's hung. Ask Tosfos, that we already learned in the previous year, that when a man is hung, he's not wearing any clothing. So why do we need the pasuk to teach us that he's not wearing any clothing? Answers Tosfos, that we would think that perhaps, even though the skila took place while he wasn't wearing any clothing, perhaps the taliyah, while they're hanging him, they should put on clothing on him, teaches us the Gemara that, no, that the pasuk teaches us that he remains without any clothing during the hanging. Rabbanan. And now, according to Rabbanan, doesn't that the pasuk need to teach us indeed this halacha? So, again, where will the Rabbanan know that only men are hung, not women? Answers the Gemara. Enochanami. Indeed, the pasuk of Oisai comes to teach us Oisai b'loik susai. Elam akra. The reason we know that only men are hung, not women, is because the pasuk says v'chiyeh be'ish cheit, ish v'loi isha. The halacha is only for men, not for women. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who says that women also are hung, my darshbe, why does he use this pasuk to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Amarish Lakish, that pasuk is coming to teach us according to Rabbi Elazar Lamuti ben Sarir Meir, that a ben Sarir Meir does not get hung, even though he's mechuyev skila. And as the Mefarshim explained, this limud would only be relevant according to Rabbi Elazar. For we learned at the end of our previous shiur, a machloikas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar, where according to Rabbanan, only someone who did kilas alakim and avodah zara is mechuyev taliyah. So certainly, a ben sarir meir is not mechuyev taliyah. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that everyone who's mechuyev skila is mechuyev also hanging, teaches us the Gemara, that teaches us Rish Lakish, at least at this point, according to Rabbi Elazar, the pasuk is coming to teach us that even a ben sarir meir is also mechuyev to be hung. Ask the Mefarshim, if according to Rabbi Elazar, anyone who's mechuyev skila is mechuyev taliyah, why would we think that a ben sarir meir is different than anyone else? Answer the Mefarshim, a number of answers. One answer I saw that they give is because that since the ben sarir meir is unique, that he's not killed for the avera that he's done. He's killed nidan al shem soifai. He's killed for averas that he will do. So that's why we would think that his halacha is different. Another pshat that I saw is given that the ben sarir meir is still a young man. He's still very young. And again, therefore, he maybe should have a different din. That's why we need a special riboy that a ben sarir meir is hung. Amar shlok shalom muti ben sarir meir. V'tanya ben sarir meir niska v'nitl de Rabbi Elazar. As I explained that he is hung. So how will Rabbi Elazar explain? How do we say that he's not hung? Ela amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yitzchak. Ela amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak l'rabbis ben sarir meir. That means, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, this pasuk, the Chi Ish, is coming to teach us that a ben sarir meir is also hung. My tam, why indeed does Rabbi Eliezer hold that way? Damakra, because the pasuk says v'chi ish chait. The pasuk uses the words v'hi ish chait to teach us ish v'loy ben. So if we only had that pasuk, we would assume that a ben sar meirer is not hung. But the pasuk continues with the word chait to teach us mi shall chetoy narag. Only someone who's killed for the avera that he's done, yotza ben tsar meirer, to exclude a ben tsar meirer for who, as we just explained, that he's not killed for the avera that he's done. Rather, he's killed shal shum soifa nerek for the averas that he will do. So we have a situation, explains the Gemara, of a miut achemiut, two miutim to teach us that a ben tsar meirer is not hung. And we have a rule throughout Shas that the Emi and Achamid El Rabbis. When we have two miyutim, we actually have a ribui, and therefore we learn that a ben tsar meirer is hung. The Yad Ramah goes in to explain the lomdus, the understanding why Mir Achamid is Emi and Achamid El Rabbis. One explanation he gives is that it's like a double negative. And a double negative actually means a positive. When we speak, another explanation is that if the purpose of the Torah was just to teach us a miut, so then the second miut is totally superfluous because we already have the first miut excluding the teaching us a miut. It must be that the second miut is coming to be marba. That's a second explanation. A third explanation is that if we're learning that the second miut is coming to teach us that it's not to be treated like a regular miut, because rather it's to be treated like a ribui. And once we have in this pasuk that a miut is to be treated like a ribui, all the miutim in this pasuk are to be treated like a ribui. But the obvious question that the Sefer Sanhedrin Ketana asks is, if, as we're learning, a miut achamiut el rabbis, so wouldn't it be easier, or wouldn't it make more sense that the Torah should just teach us a ribui instead of teaching us a miut achamiut, and then we say that the a miut achamiut el rabbis explains? So he explains as follows. Says a very beautiful explanation. He says, if we think about the place where the Torah teaches us that someone who's mechuyev skila is also mechuyev tliya, the source is the parasha of mekalel. If we look at the parasha of mekalel, there are four characteristics to a mekalel. One is that he's chayev skila, that he was a koifer beikar, he's killed because of an avera that he's already done, not for an avera that he will do, and he did an avera himself, he wasn't part of a tzibur, and therefore the rabbanon, as we discussed in the previous year, say an oved avodah zarah who all four characteristics that are by a mekalel are also by an oved avodah zarah, teaches us the Rabbanan has the same din that he should get skila and be hung. Rabbi Lazar, on the other hand, holds that you don't have to have four characteristics. He says that even if you have three characteristics, the halacha is that you should be hung and have skila and taliya. So now, says Rabbi Lazar, if you would only have a ribui by ben tsar meirer, a ben tsar meirer is similar to a mekalel only in two characteristics. What are the two characteristics? One is that he's chayiv skila, and that he's did an avera by himself. The other two characteristics, that he's a koifer beikar, or that he already did the avera, doesn't exist by a ben tsar meirer. Yet, if I only had a ribui to teach us that a ben tsar meirer is mechuyev taliya, I would assume that it's enough to have two similar characteristics to be mechuyev taliya. And we would therefore extrapolate that in Ir HaNidachas, the people of Ir HaNidachas, should also be hung, because they also have two similar characteristics to a Mekalel. One is that they're Koifrim Be'ikar, and the other is that they killed for the Aver that they've done already, not for an Aver that they will do. But that's not true, because even Rebbe Lezer agrees that it's a Ben Soirer Meirer that's Chayv Skila and Taliyah, not an Ir HaNidachas. So the Torah goes out of its way to tell us a ribui, a mirach amiut, to teach us include a Ben Soirer Meirer that has two similar characteristics, and exclude Ir HaNidachas, that even though it has two similar characteristics, it doesn't have the exact same din. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rebbe Lezer v'leishim metshatach tala noshim. Rebbe Lezer, in arguing with Rabbanan and saying that even a woman is mechuyif tliya, said a raya from, we find that Shimon Shatach killed 80 machshefis and hung them. So we see that even women are mechuyif tliya. The Rabbanan told Rebbe Lezer, you can't bring a raya from that incident, because that incident represents an extraordinary situation, because we also don't find that two dintoris take place in the same day. And yet here, he did 80 dintoris in the same day. Says Rav Chisda, in qualifying this rule that the Chum said, Amar Rav Chisda, Loi Shano B'Shtei Mises. Only when there are two capital cases, two different types of execution, is the halacha that we don't do two capital cases in one day. Ava misas echos, if it's one type of misa, then done, and we could do more than one capital case in a day. Ask the Gemara, that can't be, because misa d'shem ben shatach, the misa achas havoi. There, all of the women had the same type of death sentence. And yet, we find that Rabbanim challenged Rebbe Elazar with saying, the Kamerloi de'ain donim, we can't, that was an extraordinary situation, because he shouldn't have tried all those cases in one day. So we see that just because they have the same Misa, does not allow us to paskin all the dintiris on one day. Ella says the Gemara Hachi Itmar. Lo Shana, when did the Rabbanim say that you can't have many dintiris on one day? When did Rebbe Chisda say there's an exception that you could have many Dine Torah, many capital cases in one day? Elba Misa Achas Ke'en Shtei Misas Vechigdami Kigon Shtei Averis. When you have two separate Averis, there you can't have the same Din Torah in the same day. Elba Misa Achas Averi Achas Donen. And here we have a Machlokes Rashi Me'iri, how to understand the Gemara. According to Rashi, even though all of those 80 women were Machshefais, they didn't all do the exact same kishif. Some did oiv, some did yedaini, and therefore, even though all of them had the same misa, they didn't have the same avera. And therefore, the Rabbanan challenged Rebbe Lezer, such a situation, we can't have all the dinei Torah in one day. Whereas in a case where they have the same avera and the same misa, all of those Dine Torah could be in the same day. The Miri disagrees. The Miri takes a stricter approach to Rashi. The Miri says that when Rav Chisda is saying you could have two Dine Torah in the same day, you have to have the following situation. It's the same Avera, it's the same Chiyav Misa, and it's within the same Avera. The best example would be in a case where there's an adulterous relationship between a man and a woman. In a case where a man and woman get the exact same punishment, then and only then could you have two Dine Torah in the same day. But in a case where it's not the same Avera, where for example, Ben Machshefes, each Machshefa did her own act, we cannot combine it in one day. Ask the Gemara, Master of Adabar Hava, it says in the Braisa, Ein donim shnayim b'yom echad. We can't have two capital cases on the same day. V'afilu b'noyef v'noyefes. Now, isn't noyef v'noyefes the best example of two people even if we follow the Meiri's approach, certainly we follow Rashi's approach, that did the same Aveira with the same punishment, one act, and yet the Braisa says we can't have that din Torah take place all in one day. Answers the Gemara, Tignor Rav Chisda, Bas Koyin B'Bayala. We know that Torah says, Ubas ish koyin ki seichel liznois, as avia hi mechaleles, be'esh tisarif. There's a special din for a Bas Koyin that if she has an adulterous relationship, she's mechuyiv sreifa. The adulterer has the regular din, either chenek or skila. So here we would have a situation that, although it's one aveira, but it's two different mises, there Rav Chisda would agree that we don't have the same din Torah. We can't have both dine Torah in one day. Oy, another example, is a Bas Koyin Zemimimel, which means as follows. The Edom came and said that Bas Koyin had an adulterous relationship. So the woman is Mechuyev Sreifa. Then those Edom were declared Edom Zomimim. And normally, we know the halacha is Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasis L'Ochiv. But this is an exception to the rule. The halacha is Ubas Ish Koyin Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lasis L'Ochiv V'Lochiv Loi L'Choysoi. And even though these Edom wanted to make that this woman should be Mechuyev Sreifa, the halacha is that they only get chenek. Then this first pair that were made into the second pair, which made the first pair into Edom Zomimim, they were turned into Edom Zomimim. We have a third pair coming and saying that the second pair was lying. So now the halacha, the first pair's edus turns out to be true. So we have here a situation that the woman, the Bas Koyin, is going to be taken to Sreifa. And the people who were Mazim, the Edom who were originally Muslim, will be taken out to Chenek, because that's what they wanted to do to the Edom, because the Edom are not Mechuyev, Sreifa, as I explained, the Edom are Mechuyev Chenek. So even though they're saying it's all about one act, it's different Chiyuvei Misa, the woman is going to be getting Sreifa, the Edom Zomim are going to be getting chenek, and there everyone agrees that those two cases are not tried on the same day. The Mefarshim point out that we're only focusing on the woman and on the Edom. But why don't we say that they're also saying Edus on the adulterer? And the adulterer actually, under certain circumstances, if the woman is in the Nesuah, gets chenek. Answer the Mefarshim, that here we're referring to a situation that the person, that the Bayil, the adulterer, was a cotton. So he's not going to get Misa, and he's not there for a factor, and the only issue is the woman and the Edom. In fact, the Mefarshim go on to explain that now we could understand why the Torah has teaches us this halacha, that the Edom Zomimim of a Bas Ish Koyin, of a Bas Koyin, are not Mechuyev Sreifa, like she is Mechuyev Sreifa. The Torah teaches us this din twice. Once the Torah says, V'sisim loy kashazomim lasis l'ochiv, l'ochiv v'loy l'choysoy. Another parasik is, Ubas ishkoyen kisechel liznois, as avioi hi michalalas, he, that only, v'esh tisarv, only she gets esh, not her edim. Why does the Torah teach us the same din twice? To teach us that this halacha applies where we are also going to punish the adulterer. So we would think in a case where we're also punishing the adulterer, that's why they're getting chenek. But in a case that we just described where the adulterer will not be getting a punishment, perhaps the halacha ought to be that they get sreifa, kamash malon, that they never get sreifa. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, we learned in the Mishnah that Beis Din has the right, when they see so fit, to take measures to give punishment. Shemati, Beis Din makim v'onshim shleim ha'Torah. Sometimes Beis Din gives punishments even though it's not a case where the Torah requires such a punishment. There is a machlokes rishonim, how far this goes. Is it only in a case where Beis Din sees that everybody is acting that inappropriately? But if there's only an individual acting that way, Beis Din doesn't take that such drastic steps. Or some others Rishonim explain that even for if a yochid is acting inappropriately, if Bezdin sees that if we're not going to take extra measures, it could cause a breakdown of halacha. The halacha is that even for yochid, Bezdin could take these extra measures. Says the Gemara further, v'loy lava divrei Torah. And there's a tremendous vart from the Taz on this line of v'loy lava divrei Torah. We know the opinion of the Taz is that even though throughout Shas we find that the Rabbanan make Zeris, says the Taz's opinion is that something that the Torah explicitly says is mutter, the Chacham have no right to say, the Chacham have no right to make Osir. And that's what the Gemara is saying. That even though the Gemara is teaching us, that even though Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is teaching us the tremendous authority that Bezdin has, that authority doesn't give them the right, v'loy lavra divrei Torah, that if the Torah explicitly says something is mutter, they can't say it's aser. Ella, could they last the Torah, that what they do is to make a safeguard around the Torah. And in fact, says the Gemara, Ma'isib Echab Shurach Asus B'Shabbos B'mei Yivonim, there was somebody riding on a horse during the great days, and we know that riding on an animal on Shabbos is only an Issud Rabbanan, as the Gemara Masechta Bei explains, because we're concerned that he may come to take off a branch to hit the animal, even though it's only Issud Rabbanan, v'hevi lebezin v'sekluo, explains the Gemara, not that that is the appropriate punishment, el shoshot tzrich l'kach. Bezin saw that that was what should be done at that time. Similarly, shu ma'isa b'echad sheitich, there was a situation where a person had relations with his wife in public. The via bezin l'ku, they gave him malchus. Again, loy neish royal kach, not because he was necessarily royal kach, el sheshot tzrich l'kach. It was what bezin saw as necessary. Says the Mishnah, ketzad toilin oisoi. How did they actually go through the hanging procedure? Mashkin es akayir ba'aretz, they would stick the pole into the ground, the eitz yoytza, and the wood, the pole would protrude from the ground, or makav shtei yodav zu gavzu, and they would tie the two hands of the corpse, one on top of the other, the toil oisoi, and like that they would hang him from the beam. Rabbi Yosheimer, Hakar Mutal Gabakaisa, the car wasn't even stuck into the ground, the beam was just leaning against the wall. The Tilai Soy Kedera Shatabak Maisoy, and they brought a rope which they tied to the pole, and they tied the corpse to that rope. Matirnaisamiyad, and immediately after the corpse was hung, they would immediately untie him. Mimlov, Lon, if not, they're over Beloisasei. They're over Beloisasei. Shenemar Leisolan Nivlosei Ola Eitz. You're not allowed to leave a nevela overnight on the Eitz. Kikovis Sigbereno. So as the Rishonim explain, the Torah clearly teaches us a chiyuv of Leisolan Nivlosei Ola Eitz. That you're not allowed to leave a corpse overnight. That Aveira, that Isser, is only if it was overnight. And therefore, if he's removed before day, you're not over that aveira. But it is the opinion of most Rishonim that there's also a mitzvah assay of ki kover sigbereno. And that mitzvah assay is immediately as soon as shkia comes, you have, if you didn't bury the mace, unless it's a situation where you don't have to, that we're going to explain soon in the Gemara, the halacha is that then ki kover sigbereno, you're over immediately by shkia. The Ramban, interesting, Ramban says that if there's such a situation in Eretz Yisrael where they leave the mace, there's even another Isser, the Isser of Leisatamu as Admoscha. Continues the Gemara, why is there such a, continues the Mishnah, why is the Torah so strict that not to leave the body hanging? Ki kelas alakim toli, klaimim neimazat toli, ne shabirich as Hashem, because when people will walk by and they'll see this corpse hanging, they will say he's hanging because he did kill us Hashem. As Mefarshim explained, obviously our Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan that only somebody who is a kaifer b'ikur, kill us Hashem, or avoid avodazara, is mechuyev tliya. To avoid that, people saying that, we don't leave him hanging. Aramea. Because the Mishnah spoke about the pasuk of Kikilas Elokim Talui, so the Mishnah continues saying the memory of Ramea. Aramea, Bishosh Adam Itzdar. If a person is suffering, Shechina Malosh Nemeres, what does the Shechina say? Kalani Miroish, Kalani Mizroya. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my head hurts, my hand hurts. And comments the Mishnah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so upset when Rishoyim are in trouble, Kavachoyim al Domen Shal Tzadikim. The Mepharshim explained, Klani Miroishi, Klani Mizroi. One shot I saw is from the Sefer Torah Chaim. The Sefer Torah Chaim explains, we know that Gemara Masechta Brachos says that we wear tefillin, and the tefillin that we wear on our hand, in our head, at our hand, express the Yichud Hashem, the greatness of Hashem. The tefillin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wear express Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyecha Baretz, express the greatness of Klal Yisrael. However, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael are doing Averis, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klani Miroishi, Klani Mizrahi, how can I wear these tefillin? How can I wear this tefillin? Another pshat that the Gra suggests is that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a machshava to create the human being, and then he carried out that machshava with his hands. He carried out that machshava. The Rosh, the head, represents the machshava, the thought, and the hands represent the actual action. Klani Miroshi, Klani Mizrahi, I feel bad when I thought and I implemented the creation of a person who does Averis. And in fact, the first would say that's why when a person is bothered, he puts his head on his hands, as our Mishnah teaches us. The Shem Shmuel has a very deep understanding of these words of the Mishnah. He says that we know that the most important tefillah, actually the only tefillah that's probably a chiyuv d'oraisa, is that we say Kriya Shema. And he tries to understand what is so special about Kriya Shema. He said, because Kriya Shema represents the special relationship that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And it represents that when Klal Yisrael is Bitzar, when Klal Yisrael is Bitzaris, it's not just our pain, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who feels the pain, as our Mishnah discusses, when Klal Yisrael is in Tzaris. And therefore, explains the Shem Shmuel, we say Kriya Shema to represent that special relationship that we understand exists between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And in fact, I saw a very beautiful vort. We know that the minig is that when somebody needs to give stock up because he has a specific issue going on in his life, the minig is to give stock up to Tzedakas Rameya Balanes. Why specifically Tzedakas Rameya Balanes? And people say I'll call the mayor at 90. Because our Mishnah teaches us that it's Rameya that just taught us that when person Amar Rameya, that when a person is Bitsar, he's not only supposed to daven and understand that it's he Bitsar, but it's really also HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's feeling the pain together with him. And when a person is Mispalo, not only for his pain, but the Tsar of Kaviyocho, the Tsar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeling when we're in Tsar, that tefillah is going to be answered, that we should be mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should no longer be with Tzar. And in fact, the Musa Sfarim explained, now we have a whole new understanding why a person is punished. Because really, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish a person. Because a punishment to a member of Klal Yisrael only causes anguish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu unfortunately sometimes punish us? Because he has no choice. In fact, the Mefarshim explained, the Sefer Tiferes Shmuel explains that this we could understand a famous Rashi in Chumash. When Yitzchak and Rivka were davening to Hashem because they didn't have children, the pasuk says, "V'yat loy Hashem, loy v'loy lo." HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to Yitzchak's tefillas, not to Rivka's tefillas. Why? Says Rashi, "Ein adoy mitfilas tzadik ben tzadik le'tfilas tzadik ben rasha." And the question is, If anything, perhaps the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha should be greater. He's about tshuva. But makom shebal tshuva oimdim ein tzaddikim gemurim yichaylim lamed. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically listen to the tefillah of tzaddikim? But our Gemara just taught us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see Klal Yisrael b'tzar. He certainly doesn't want to see the tzaddikim and Klal Yisrael b'tzar. So the tzaddik ben tzaddik is b'tzar, that is something HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see, and that's why he hears the tefillahs. And that's why the Mefarshim explain it is so important to learn Torah, because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're b'tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's b'tzar, when Klal Yisrael is learning Torah, that causes a tremendous simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So specifically in times when Klal Yisrael is b'tzar, do we have the obligation to learn more Torah to take the Shechina out of its tzar? Says the Gemara, V'loy zubavad omar, akol amalans amesa, whoever leaves his mace overnight, oy v'loy sasei. However, elinu l'kvoidoi, if he was left, and the Gemara would give examples, where it's considered l'kvoidoi, for example, l'haviloy oran tachrichin, ayna oy v'lov. Continues the Mishnah, v'loy akayv nasa b'kivis avaysav, somebody who was sentenced to death by Beis Din wasn't buried in his family's plot. El shtei bati kfaros hayu b'sukana lebezdin. Bezdin had two special cemeteries. Echas laharogim l'nechnokim. One for those that get saif and chenek. Vechas l'skam l'srofim. As in Farshim explained, why didn't they have four cemeteries for each category separately? Because there's halacha l'mashma Sinai that that's how they should be buried. Once nes'akal habasar, once the body decomposed, lakdans atzomus, they would gather the bones for kovenas and kovenas, they would take them back to the family plot. Continues the Mishnah, v'akrovim, the relatives of the person who was executed, bayin v'shayilim v'shloim ha'dayonim v'shloim ha'edim, would come and greet the dayonim and the edim to declare she'ein b'libeinu aleichem, she'din emestantim, we recognize you did the right thing. V'loyim is ablim, the regular hilchas avelis would not apply. Machloikis Rishonim, why? Some Rishonim explain because Bavoid Rishonim Rina, when Rishonim are killed, it's the Simcha, and therefore Avelis is inappropriate. Others explain because that's part of the Kapara process, that if they're not Misabel on the Nifter, that brings, on the person who was executed, that brings him a quicker Kapara. Aval Oidenim, they do aninus, and as the Mefarshim explained, not only do they do aninus, but all the halachas of aninus, that they're not allowed to eat, that somebody who's an oidenim is not allowed to eat meiser and kachim, apply, because that's not shown outwardly, and it's not something that we could control. Tana Rabbanim, says the Braisa, Ilanam Chet Vitalisa, Hayisa Aima Toilan Aisai Bakam Amisan Aisai. We would assume that first he's hung and then he's killed, Kederach Shamachas Aisai, which is what the government would do. So ask the Mefarshim, how can we suggest that he's hung while he's still alive? The Torah clearly teaches us that the way he's killed is with Skila, not with Taliyah. So I saw two pshatim how to understand the Gemara. One pshat is that the Gemara is assuming that while he's hanging, that's when we do the skila. That's the Yad Ramaz pshat. Doruch L'ner's pshat is that the Gemara is assuming that either way is an acceptable way of executing him, either through tliya or through skila. Tamaloyma teaches us the Gemara, for who must be salisa? M'misan I say, first he has to be killed, v'achkach toilen I say. We wait close till Shkia. The Goyim Astinoi Mumisnoisoi. And then we finish the Dentara and we kill him. Vakach Toilanoisoi. And then we hang him. And as the Mefarsh, as the Rishonim explained, we don't complete the Dentara in the morning and hang him immediately in the morning. For we are concerned that if he's going to be hanging so long all day, they're going to forget to take him down by the Shkia, which we learned is an important din that you're not allowed to leave him overnight. On the other hand, to complete the din Torah in the morning and then only hanging him towards evening is considered inuy hadin. The person is waiting all day for his execution. So we therefore specifically end the din Torah only close to the end of the day. Immediately kill him and hang him, and then put him down. And to show how important it is to immediately take him down, we don't allow that it should be the same person who hangs him be the same individual who takes him off the gallows. Rather, echad kosh v'echad matir, to do it as quickly as possible. But we do have to do it today, l'kayim mitzvah t'liya, to do the mitzvah of t'liya. Says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, eitz. The Torah says, v'taliso yisoy al eitz, shemeini beim tosh beim mechubah. It makes no difference if it's a pole that's connected to the ground or not connected to the ground. Tam alayim ki kover. The pasuk says that the wood, the beam on which the person was hung, as we explained in the previous year, is buried together with the executed individual. Misha men chutzah el kfura. So it could be buried immediately after the hanging. Yotzuzash men chutzah tzitzah el kfura. If it would have to be cut down, that's an extra step that's not allowed to take place after the hanging. That is the opinion of the Rabbanan. And that's why, according to Rabbanan, it's a tree that was stuck, it was a beam that was stuck into the ground. Rabbi Yossi, however, holds Mishen Mechus El Kvura Yotzuzash Mechus Tlish V'Kvura. According to Rabbi Yossi, even just pulling out the pole from the ground is an extra step, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the pole would just put leaning against the wall, not stuck into the ground. Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say to what Rabbi Yossi just said? Answers the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, Tlish Alav Klumhu, just doing this is not considered a real act that should be considered an interruption between the Taliyah and the Kfura. The Mishnah said, people, why is it so prohibited from people from a person being left hung? Tanya, I'm Rameya. Mashle. And again, I saw the Mefarshim explain why is Rameya not satisfied with the explanation that the Mishnah gave? Because the Mishnah's explanation is only understood for somebody who was Mekalos Hashem, or somebody who's Oved Avodah Zarah, that we learned is similar to Mekalos Hashem. But according to Rebbe Lezer, we learned in our previous year that anyone who gets skila is hung. So why is the halacha by everybody who's hung that they must be immediately taken down? There were two brothers who were identical twins in a city. One was appointed as a king, and one became a bandit. When the king said that brother who was a listen should be hung, that the king is hanging, therefore the king said that he should be taken down because it's an embarrassment to the king. So too a person was created b'tzelem elokim, and therefore we can't leave him hanging. And in fact, the Rishonim say from here we see that this din of not being able to leave a person hanging is not only by Jews, it's even by Akum, because all people were created in the image of God. Continues the Gemara. Rameya went on to say that the word killless represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pain when a person is punished. My mashma, Amr Abaya, command Amr Kalless. A person says, I'm not light, on the contrary, I'm heavy. Amr Rava, ask Rav if that's the way to understand the pasuk. Then the pasuk should have said, "Kaver alei raishi, kaver alei zroim ebaylei." The pasuk should use words representing heaviness. El amar Rav, command Amma, killi alma. The world is too light for me. That means the pasuk, he's speaking euphemistically, that the world is too. The Shechina is saying that I can't deal with a world of Bali Avera. Ask the Gemara, Hamibai Le Gufa, that Well, how can we say that the Pasuk, asked the Gemara, of Kilolas, is coming to teach us this limud, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, expresses anguish when a person is hung? We need the Pasuk to teach us the basic halacha, that any person who's hung, or at least the Mekalas Hashem, that when he gets skila, he's also hung. Answers the Gemara, if that's all the Pasuk was teaching here to teach us, Imkein name Mekura Mekalel, my Kilolas, why does the Torah use the word Kilolas? To teach us the halacha that somebody who's Mekalas Hashem is Mechuyiv, that somebody that's hung brings anguish to Hashem. Ask them of Emekul HaKadasa, that's the entire point of the Pasuk, to teach us the anguish that Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels. Answers the Gemara, Imkein name Mekura Kilolas, my Kilolas, why does the Torah use the double Lamed? Shmaminotarti, that the person who's killed with skill is hung, and it causes anguish to Hashem. We learned in the Mishnah that v'loy zubavad, not only in this case, but everybody should not be left hanging overnight. The prophet uses the words ki kill us ki kovetig v'reno. That somebody who malinus his mace is chay aloysa say. Ikad amri, om rab yachim shim shim yachay, rem is lakfur matar minayin. How do we know that a person, that a body has to be buried? Tamaloymer ki cover tigvareno. Mekan, rem is lakfur minatayra. From here we learn that kfura has to be done minatayra. The Lech Mishnah explains that what is the difference between these two versions? That the second version is teaching us that the Chi of Kvura is Midaraisa. Other Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Chananel, say that the Nafkmina between the two Lashonis is where is there an Issa of Loitolin. According to the first Lashon, this of Baal Tolin only applies to somebody who was executed by Bezdin. According to the second Lashon, the Isser that then applies to everyone. Amalei Shvar Malkal Rav Chama. Kvurim in a Torah Minayim. He asked him, from where do we know that a body must be buried? Ishtik v'loi Amalei Midi. He didn't respond. Amar Rav Achba Yaakov. Imsib Alma B'yadu Tapshoi. Rav Achba Yaakov said, the world has been left over with fools. Why didn't you answer the Pasuk that we just learned? The Baile Lameimer, the Pasuk says, ki kavar. Says Rav Chama, why didn't Rav Chama quote this pasuk? Because we would assume that all the pasuk teaches us the levad lay aron. It's enough to make a coffin for the body; doesn't have to be necessarily buried. But asked him tigberena. But doesn't the Torah just use the words kikover? The Torah adds the words tigberena. Doesn't that clearly indicate that not only must he put into be a coffin, but he has to be put into the ground? So it says. King, he said, Shvar Malka would have never accepted such an explanation. He would understand that we learn from the fact that a word is repeated. The name of Midik Vikri Tzedikah. So why didn't Rav Chama bring a raya from the fact that we see throughout the Torah that Tzedikim are buried? He said, because Shvar Malka would have said that just was a minhag ba'alma, but not necessarily required. Midik Harvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why don't we bring a raya from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe? Again, he would have said the Lo Lishtanim Minhaga, HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe because that was the custom, not because it's absolutely necessary. However, the halacha is that a person must be buried, and from here, in fact, we see that it doesn't mean just being put into the Aron. He has to be put into the ground, and that is where the minig of Klal Yisrael is, that we bury a nifter, we put him in the ground, with nothing between the nifter and the ground. Of course, there's discussion about if there are holes on the bottom of the coffin, if that's good enough, but the minig, especially the minig in Yisrael, is that he's put directly on the ground, as the pasuk says, ki offer ata val offer toshuf. Furthermore, I saw in the Sefer Shorim and Tzion and Balocha that here our Gemara keeps on saying, and the Gemara will say it again, the lo lishtanim minhaga, we're not supposed to change a minig when it comes to kfura. From here, he says there's a special rule that when it comes to the customs that are in effect in the burial of people, we have to be very careful not to change any minhagim. Tashma, v'safta lo kol Yisrael v'kavra Yisrael. The pasuk is speaking about the nevuah of Achia Shalina, who when he spoke to the wife of Yerovam about her sixth son Avia, and he said to her, when the other members of Yerovam's family will die, they will not even be buried. They're going to be eaten by animals and birds. They won't receive burial because of their Averis. So we see that this child will be buried, no one else. So we see that Niftarim are buried. Again, says the Gemara, the Pasuk is only teaching us the Lo Lishtani M'Manhagav. So the Pasuk, there's another Pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, Lo Yisoftav Lo Yikavir L'Doim Na'apnei Adama Yiyu. The Pasuk there too speaks about that we will be punished and won't be brought to be burial. So there the Pasuk again says, the Lishtani M'Manhagav, but not that it's required. Ibrahilahu, ask the Gemara, Kfura, the obligation to bury a Nifter, is a Mishim Bezjoinahu, because it's disgraceful that he should be left out, or Mishim Kaparahu, or the burial brings a Kapara to the Nifter. Ask the Gemara, Lamay Nafgamina, says the Gemara, in a situation, the Amalai Bina Lagurulahu Gavra, when a Nifter says that he doesn't want to be buried. Yamit Mishim Bezjoinahu, if it's a concern because it causes disgrace, Loi Kol Kamine, he has no right to refuse burial. However, Yam Mishun Kaparahu, Ha'emrin Ha'amra, he says, Labina Kapara, I don't want a Kapara. My, what is the halacha? Toshma, Mide Ekvit Tzadiki. From the fact that we find that Tzadikim are buried, Vi Amit Mishim Kapara, if we're going to say that the entire purpose of burial is just to bring a Kapara, Tzadikil Kapara Tzadik, Tzrichi, do Tzadikim require Kapara? And says the Gemara, in, yes they do. The Siv, Adam Tzadik Ba'aretz Shiyas Toiv Layachta. Ask the Gra, that we know that the Gemara said that there were four people that died just Be'etche Shalnachash, that they never did any Aveira. So they don't need a kapara. So the Gra answers that everybody did some sin, just their sin wasn't significant enough that they should die, but they certainly did sins that they require kapara. Toshma, the softer like call Yisrael, the cover Yisrael. Again, going back to Avya that we discussed before, the son of Yerovam, he will be buried and eulogized. The amiki hecha nam davi like kapara. If we can say the purpose of burial is kapara, so why only was he buried? Shouldn't the entire family buried? Hachinami likbur to kehecha davi like kapara, that the rest of the family should also achieve a kapara? Answers the Gemara, hi the tzaddiku, on the contrary, just for a tzaddik that a Kadosh Baruch Hu want that he should have like a parah. Hanaf, the rest of the family were Rishoyim, they did not get the opportunity, lo lahav like a parah, to have a kapara. Toshma, the Pasuk says, regarding the people of Anosois, lo yisoftu v'lo yikavru. Now, certainly they were Rishoyim, and they needed a kapara. Again, says the Gemara, they'd like to have like a parah, they weren't given an opportunity to get a kapara. Ask the Gemara another question. Iboilu, hespeda, when a hesped is made on a nifter, is it yikra de chaya? Is it for the honor of the relatives who survive? Or yikra de shakfi, or is it for the honor of the nifter? L'may nafkamina? The nafkamina will be in a situation where the nifter left over instructions, loy tispidu laugav, that he should not be eulogized. Inami, lafukim yarshim. Can we force the yarshim to use money from the estate to pay somebody to deliver a hesped? If it's for the honor of the nifter, then they should be forced. If it's for their honor, they could say, we'd rather have the money than the honor. Tashma, the Pasuk says, V'yav Avram lispid l'sar l'fkaisai. Avram came to bury and make a hesped for Sarah. V'im shamrit mishim yikud d'chayahu, it's only for the honor of the living. Mishim yikud Avram mashal l'sarah. Sarah's burial was delayed because of Avram Avinu, the living relative, should have COVID. Says the Gemara, Sarah gufa nechalei. Sarah would be satisfied to have her burial delayed, kehech d'miyakba Avram, that Avram should receive honor. Tashma, the pasuk again going back to Avia, be soft like how you saw a cover I say. Be a mishum yoko de chaya, hanib ne yekrenu. Avia's relatives? Were Yerubim's family, who were Rishoyim, do we want them to have covet? Answers the Gemara, Nichalu l'tzadikei t'miyakabe inshi. The tzaddikim are satisfied that other people, even though those people are Rishoyim, should receive honor because of them. Toshma, again the Pasuk by Anosis, lo yisoftav lo yikavru. Now, if the purpose of a hesped is to bring honor on the neftarim, we could understand why these people should not get a hesped. But if it's for the honor of the living, why weren't they given a hesped? Answers the Gemara, the tzaddikim don't want to be the ones that be through them, the miyakir rishayu, that the rishayim get honor. Tashma, the pasuk says, the yirmiyu told sitkiya, bisholem Thomas, of Mistrifice of a Secha Moloch and Rishonim, Asher Yerov Nechken Yisrochaloch, for Hoy Odin Yispedulach. They will give you a hesped and call you a master. Now, if we're going to say that the entire purpose of a hesped is for those that are living, what does it make a difference to Tzidkiyah what they're going to say? It says the Gemara, what Yirmiyah was telling him was that when the hesped about him will be said, Likrabach Yisrael, Kla Yisrael will get honor, will get covered through you, just like they received honor from your forefathers, the earlier kings of Yehuda, and that would satisfy Tzidkiyah that Kla Yisrael and his Shevet Yehuda would get honor because and through him.